You are now listening to the Fantasy Filler Podcast, where we put you in the driver's seat every week, all year long. In the NASCAR racing world, from top news stories, latest results, and best fantasy lineups, we'll have you up to speed and out in front before the drop of the green flag. So let's dive in with our host, Vanilla Wafers.
It is now time for one of my favorite weekends of the year, Throwback Weekend at Darlington Raceway. Darlington has been known as one of the most exciting races of the year as far as entertainment and passing goes, and I feel like this weekend will be no different, especially after the racing we saw at Kansas Speedway. We'll talk about that, this week's news, and the top fantasy picks, all that on today's episode of the Fantasy Filler Podcast. I hope you guys are excited for this weekend, because I know I am. I absolutely love racing at Darlington Raceway just because, one, the throwback schemes, but also, this has been the most exciting racetrack on the schedule for the last few years. Last year provided a really action-packed race for the spring race. You didn't know who was going to win. And based on what we're seeing in the Truck Series race that happened yesterday, and currently I have the Xfinity race playing on in the background, and that's showing some pretty exciting racing as well, we're in for a real treat here in this Sunday race. A lot of people were a little bit nervous that there wasn't going to be that many teams that would participate in the throwback scheme. I think a lot of people are thinking that it's ran its course. I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking at some of these paint schemes. These are some of my favorite paint schemes of all time. Some of the top ones here, of course, being the number 24 car of William Byron. He is repping the 1998 All-Star paint scheme that Jeff Gordon ran, which was that solid gold. And let me tell you, seeing that track live in the sun is incredible. I've been seeing people post videos on it, and ooh, that car is just going to pop out. Another great throwback for that team. But I'm also really excited for what Rick Ware Racing has to offer with the number 51 car. As you guys are well aware, Ryan Newman will sign on for Rick Ware Racing for 5 races this year, including this Darlington race, as well as, I believe he's participating in the All-Star event as well. I believe so. Don't quote me on that exactly. For some reason, I don't have that note in front of me. But he's participated in this Darlington race, running the number 51 car, and he did a throwback to one of his early 2000 paint schemes, and that car is just spectacular. Absolutely love it. I love the fact that it almost looks just like the number 12 car they used to run back in 2002 to 2004, right around that era. And hopefully Lionel Racing makes a die cast of that car, because all the Ryan Newman fans will definitely want to jump on that one and have that added to their collection, because it's a good nostalgic car and something that I think everybody will really enjoy seeing out there on the racetrack, especially when you see a return of a driver who made it into the top 75 greatest drivers of all time list, which, by the way, we'll be talking about that here shortly. Some other quick shout-outs I'd like to give as far as paint schemes go that I really enjoy. Let's go down to the Xfinity Series real quick. Ryan Ellis's number 43 machine giving a throwback to Kevin Harvick when he was driving the number 29 car. I thought they did a great job on that. Wish they could have had the number 29 number, but it is what it is. We also have the number 78 machine of Anthony Alfredo for BJ McLeod Motorsports. Doing a throwback to Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s Nationwide car. They did a really good job on that one, and it almost looks exactly identical to the original car. And then I also really can appreciate what Riley Herbst did, doing a throwback to Ken Block and his time as a professional rally driver. I heard a few people kind of complaining about this paint scheme, which absolutely shocks me, because I think they said something along the lines of, it should be a throwback to past NASCAR schemes and ones that we remember. And I don't know about you guys, but I think it's a great honor to have someone as big as Ken Block was into the world of racing get a callback in a NASCAR event. Because, you know, Monster sponsors quite a few cars, so he was definitely one of their top representatives. So to have a team where Monster is their top sponsor doing a callback to him, I think is a huge honor, because they did the same thing for Kobe Bryant, and I don't really see that many people complaining about that. William Byron in the 24 machine, he did a throwback, and I believe Ryan Blaney did the exact same thing. So why are people upset about this and not that? I think it's just people just wanting to get the exact throwback of the time that they were watching the sport, and it was the top drivers that they rooted for. Like, they only want to see ones from the 1980s with Dale Earnhardt and Bill Elliott, in the 1990s with Jeff Gordon and Dale Jarrett, the 2000s with Jimmy Johnson McIntyre. You get what I mean. They only want to see the best of the best, and people have not been that excited when they see throwback schemes that is means a lot to the team in itself. What I mean by that is a perfect example was last year, Josh Williams in the number 92 machine did a throwback to, I think, one of the car chiefs when he ran in the dirt series with his stock car. So they decided to make a throwback scheme of that. That one was a little bit out there. Like, I think a lot of people were just like, what the hell was that? But I understand why they're doing it. If they want to throw that paint scheme out there, that's totally fine, and technically it qualifies under the throwback schemes. However, it is not going to be nearly as popular as other ones that we have seen here. Like, I think everyone's going to remember the Jeff Gordon throwback schemes, the Dale Earnhardt, the Kevin Harvicks, all that. It's just not going to be at the same level. Should these drivers be held mandatory, or teams be held mandatory to pick certain drivers on the list? No. No, not at all. I think it's perfectly fine for them to run whatever throwback scheme that they desire. I know that was a bit of a random tantrum to have, but it's just been driving me crazy to see how many people have been really against the throwback schemes. And I'm just like, just enjoy them. Just enjoy the fact that we get different paint schemes from time to time. And there's a fact that your favorite driver could be represented. And I think that's really cool. We also had the completion of the 75 Greatest Drivers in celebration for the 75th anniversary for NASCAR. They finally had their last announcement, and that was being the 7-time champion of Jimmy Johnson. One that I think some people were just like, why wasn't he called first? I don't think there was really anything along the lines of, oh, whoever they called first, that's going to be considered the greatest driver. And if they save him for last, they're the greatest. I don't think they did anything like that. I think they just did it in random order. But the drivers that were announced, I think, were all great drivers for them to add on. I don't think there was really any driver where I scratched my head and I was like, really? Why him? I mean, there were some surprisers. Don't get me wrong. Like, I didn't expect a driver like Larry Phillip, Mike Stefanik to be announced, even though they're both very, very, very talented drivers in their series. They also gave a shout out to some of the Xfinity Series stars from the past. Ron Hornaday Jr. He is one of the best representatives of the Truck Series. Sam Ard, one of the original Xfinity Series drivers. And you also had some drivers who a lot of people were like, maybe, maybe not, could make the list, like Casey Kane, Ryan Newman, Randy LaJoie down in the Xfinity Series. I think those guys were just right there on the list, and big congrats to them for them to be able to make it on. So let's go through that list here really quickly for you guys. Otherwise, I'm just going to be just saying just any random name that pops up into my head. These are the drivers that were able to make it in. We had Sam Ard, Greg Biffle, a driver who won 19 races in the Cup Series, as well as an Xfinity Series Championship and Craftsman Truck Series Championship. Jeff Burton with 21 Cup Series victories and 27 Xfinity Series victories. Kurt Busch, your 2004 champion with 34 Cup wins. You also have Kyle Busch, the 2-time Cup Series champion. Dale Earnhardt Jr., one of the most popular drivers of all time. Carl Edwards won 28 Cup races and was also the 07 Xfinity Series champion. Chase Elliott won the 2020 championship and 2014 Xfinity Series championship. Denny Hamlin won 49 races, including 3 Daytona 500s. Then you got Kevin Harvick, who won the 2014 championship as well as 60 Cup wins and 2 Xfinity Series championships. Ron Hornaday Jr., the 4-time Truck Series champion. Jimmy Johnson, the record-tying 7-time champion. Bobby Labonte, he was able to win the championship in 2000 as well as the Xfinity Series in 1991. We just talked about Randy LaJoie winning consecutive Xfinity Series championships in 96 and 97. Kyle Larson, your 2021 champion. Joey Logano, your 2-time champion, as well as your 2015 Daytona 500 winner. Casey Kane won 18 Cup races. Matt Kenseth was the 2003 champion as well as won 39 Cup races, including 2 Daytona 500s. Brad Keselowski, your 2012 champion. Sterling Marlin won 10 NASCAR races, including 2 back-to-back Daytona 500s. Ryan Newman, a Daytona 500 winner and an 18-time Cup winner. Larry Phillips, a 5-time NASCAR Weekly Series champion. Mike Stefanik, he was also able to get 9 NASCAR championships in the Wheeland Modified Tour and 2 in the East Series. Tony Stewart, your 3-time Series champion in the Cup Series. And finally, Martin Truex Jr., your 2017 NASCAR Cup Series champion and back-to-back Xfinity Series champion from 2004 and 2005. And that concludes the newest members of the 75 Greatest Drivers of All Time. Now, it's going to be interesting to see who makes the 100 list. I mean, most of these drivers we talked about more than half of them were not racing in 1998. Or if they were racing in 1998, they were still in the lower series. So who knows who's going to be the next drivers to make it on the greatest drivers list of all time. And there could be some people that are currently missing right now that I felt like should be on there. One driver that keeps popping up into my head, and I feel like a lot of people may have just forgotten about him just because they don't really consider this series part of NASCAR. But what about the ARCA series multi-time champion of Frank Kimmel? I thought he was going to be one of those drivers that would make it in, no problem, no problem. And unfortunately, they wanted to do a shout out to Mike Stefanik. Well, I'm not going to say unfortunately. That's a bit of a rude thing to say. But they decided to go with Mike Stefanik and Larry Phillips, which I get it. They were both in NASCAR sanctioned divisions all throughout their career. ARCA was not a NASCAR sanctioned series until about like a few years ago. But I feel like that will be a driver that will eventually make it into the greatest drivers of all time. And current NASCAR drivers that we see here in today's age, if we see people like Ross Chastain, William Byron continuing on their success that they have been doing, they'll be eventually added on to the list. I feel like someone like Ty Gibbs, maybe Austin Cindric, we will see in the future. Xfinity Series drivers right now that are currently making their way on up. Austin Hill could potentially be one of those greatest drivers of all time. You just don't know. And that's the greatest thing about this announcement. But either way, we're going to have to wait for 25 years for the greatest 100. But right now, we know who the greatest 75 is, according to NASCAR. One last bit of news that I want to talk about before we dive into our biggest picks here for this weekend at Darlington Raceway. The number 45 team for Tyler Reddick and 2311 Racing has unfortunately failed pre-race inspection twice, resulting in the crew chief of Billy Scott being ejected from the pit box and the racetrack for the remainder of the race weekend. Last weekend, this was the exact same thing that happened to the number 45 team, where they had Michael Hobson, who was the car chief for the number 45 team, was ejected before last weekend's Cup Series race at Kansas Speedway. Now it marks the crew chief. This means that the 2311's performance director, Dave Rogers, was listed as the replacement crew chief here for this weekend. So I don't know if any penalties are going to come up for the 45 team after this. It could be just another ejection here for one of the members of the team, and that will be it. No points deduction. But this could affect the number 45 team, as they will not have their top dogs right there on the racetrack for them. I'm not saying this is going to be a person to avoid because of this incident, but I'd say it could affect them there near the end if they need a big strategy or they're trying to do something very strategic. It may not be as good as if we had Billy Scott up there on the pit box. So that is something to keep in mind going into Sunday's race of the Goodyear 400. And with that being said, let's dive into our top fantasy picks here for this weekend. There wasn't that really many big news that have come out. Yes, we had the 75 greatest drivers. Of course, the throwback schemes are always fun to watch. But other than that, you didn't really hear that huge of news here this week, which is all right. I mean, that's sometimes not a bad thing, especially when you have great races back to back. It's like you don't need that extra bit of news to make NASCAR exciting. You just have the racing content that you see out on the racetrack provide the entertainment, which we've really seen here the last couple of weeks. So without further ado, let's dive into it. Here's our top picks for this weekend at Darlington Raceway for the Goodyear 400. All right, so this should be an action-packed weekend. It's going to be very unpredictable on what's going to happen here, but we have an idea on which drivers should be the top performers here for this weekend. As far as NASCAR fantasy games go, remember, you got to pick 6 drivers, 1 driver for 10 races throughout the first 26 races, so be smart on who you go with here. That's why we talk about multiple drivers, more than 6, so we can give you guys more options to go with here this weekend. We're first going to start off with our top picks, drivers that we not only think will do great as far as fantasy points go, but will be contenders for the victory. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm going to throw this out right now. You know how we've been usually just including one Chevrolet, one Toyota, and one Ford. I think this will be the first time ever that I will not include a Ford in the top picks. Now, this could bite me in the ass. It really could. I've been notorious for having my ass bitten here on this podcast multiple times. But it's been a struggle for the Ford camp. It really has been, especially with Team Penske. You know, you have someone like Joey Logano, whose worst finish in the last 3 Darlington races has been an 8th place finish. But something about the speed and qualifying has just not been spectacular for this team. Even at Kansas last week, yes, that he was able to win a stage, and yes, he was able to finish inside the top 10. That was mostly due to a pit strategy. If that pit strategy does not work out, he's at best finishing 17th. At best finishing 17th. So if you want to include Joey Logano as a top pick, go right ahead. But right now, as far as I'm seeing, I am seeing mid-tier results as far as his practice went and his qualifying goes. So, oh, by the way, that's why we're doing this a day later, so we can include practice and qualifying, because I'm realizing how much of a factor that has been here this season. So let's look at some top picks here. I think the first top pick, I don't think this is going to be much of a surprise for anybody, because he's been doing really, really good so far here. Even in the Kansas race where he struggled, he was able to bounce back and finish inside the top five. Of course, I'm talking about the number 24 of William Byron, still remains as a top pick for many people here in Fantasy League. And right now, things are not looking any different going into this weekend, as he had the best 10 consecutive lap average in final practice, as well as a top practice performance. And in qualifying, he was able to qualify fourth. Last year here at Darlington, he was able to lead 50 laps in the fall race, as well as 24 laps in the spring race, where he should have won that race. He really should have won that race, but Joey Logano is a dick. I'm still going to hold a grudge for that, and maybe it's going to be forever. Who knows, but... William Byron has had some great average running positions, been very consistent here at this racetrack. The only time he's kind of struggling to finish is with a random tire issue. Now, you could hold that against him. Maybe he's not really taking care of his equipment, but I feel like that is just one of those random things you cannot control. If that does not happen, it's usually a great performance for that 24 car, and hands down should be considered a top pick here for this weekend. Let's also include last week's winner. The number 11 of Denny Hamlin is a top pick here for Darlington Raceway. Darlington is a really good racetrack for Denny Hamlin, and he's shown it in the past. He has been able to lead laps in the last six races. Oh my goodness. Sorry, I have the Xfinity Series race on, and there was just a huge accident that just happened on one of the restarts. It took out like 11 people. Holy crap. Wow. For anybody who has the Xfinity race recorded, I'm sorry, I may have spoiled something for you. Don't worry, I'm not going to announce any drivers who are caught up in the wreck. I'll tell you who wasn't caught up in the wreck. I'm not going to do that. Never mind. But Denny Hamlin. So Denny Hamlin has been able to finish in the top five in three of the last four races. And if we want to go back to the last seven races, he has finished in the top five in five of them. He has been able to lead laps, average running position of 10th or better. In the 2021 fall race, he was able to get the victory and have 43 of the fastest laps in the race. Clearly a talented driver when it comes to this racetrack. He has a lot of momentum going into this weekend. The Toyotas look really good, so there's a lot of things that are going on his side. Is he going to be able to beat the Chevrolet camp? There's a very good chance of that happening. We have seen the competitiveness side of him, and I would not be surprised if you see Denny Hamlin in victory lane. He is right there with William Byron. He is a number one pick and should be a solid one here this weekend. Another top pick to really consider here as far as fantasy picks go. How about the pole sitter? We're including another Toyota. We're going to give it to the number 19 of Martin Truex Jr. Should be looked at as a top pick here for this weekend. Now, Martin Truex Jr., for a lot of people, has been at best a top 10 driver. And I totally understand that. He's really fallen off compared to the last couple of years. I'm not going to say tremendously, like he's no longer a factor. He's been very consistent. Hell, if we did not have the win and you're in, he would have been third or fourth on the list as far as top drivers go for the 2022 season. Unfortunately, that was not the case, so that's why he missed the playoffs. Here in the last few races, he's been running really, really good. Really shown something that I did not really expect from him during the springtime. It's been a really, really good run for that team, and now he's going to be starting on the pole. He's had some good results here in the past, including a victory in the spring race of 2021 when he led 248 laps. So this is a really good track. He's seen success in the past. His average running position has been 11th or better in the last six races. Yeah, if you're thinking Denny Hamlin's going to do good, you're going to have Martin Truex Jr. right there in that mix, and at the very least, he's going to lead a couple laps here in this race because he'll be starting in the pole position. Two more spots left. Who are we going to give it to? I know a lot of people are leaning towards more of the Hendrick side as far as Chevrolets go, but I'm going to lean more towards Trackhouse Racing. Yep, Ross Chastain is definitely a top pick here for this weekend and should be a factor for the victory when it's all said and done. He has been having some really good runs here. It was very unfortunate in the spring race of 2022, had one of the fastest cars. And unfortunately, on a restart, I believe it was a restart, he unfortunately gets sideways, hits into the inside wall, and his day is done. Huge bummer for that team, but that's sometimes what happens. And I feel like this year, even though he's caused a lot of enemies, he should still be a front runner and should be considered a top pick here for this weekend. Was able to lead laps in the last four races here during his time with Trackhouse Racing, as well as Chip Ganassi Racing. He had some really good runs in 2022, just was not able to be there at the finish. So that is a bit of a concern, but let's look at qualifying. He is the fifth fastest right now, only behind William Byron, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Bubba Wallace, and Martin Truex Jr. His 10 consecutive lap average, he is the fourth fastest right now. So things are looking in the right direction for this number one car. And so I think he is definitely considered a top pick here for this weekend. And if you don't think he is because of the enemies he's made, he makes an enemy almost every single race. And look, he continues to run better and better. That's just the way the number one machine has been. One more spot left here, and even though some bad news for the team, I'm still going to give him a top pick. The number 45 of Tyler Reddick should be a contender for the victory when it's all said and done. Tyler Reddick shown great results here in the past in 2022 when he finished third and second, was able to lead 10 laps in the spring race, average running position inside the top 10 for both 2022 for both their races and 2021. It's unfortunately for 2021 because he was not able to finish in the top 10 for either of them, but he was able to finish in the top three for both of them in 2022. Tyler Reddick looks to have himself a really good car, even though he's not going to have his crew chief on the pit box. So maybe he's going to be a number two pick, potentially behind Denny Hamlin and Martin Truex Jr. Still, though, he has been very, very consistent when it comes to this racetrack. His practice speeds are showing really well performance right now, as he was 10th fastest in practice as far as 10 consecutive laps go, and he was also the 9th fastest in qualifying. So he'll be right up there in that mix. He's going to be scoring some stage points, so keep an eye on that number 45 car. He will be up there in the mix. So those are our top picks here for this weekend. We had the number 24 of William Byron, the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. We also have the number 19 of Martin Truex Jr., the number 1 of Ross Chastain, and the number 45 of Tyler Reddick. Now that we've talked about the top picks, it's now time to complete your fantasy roster with the rest of the top 10. This is the pretty good category here. Let's finally include some Fords here on this mix. I don't want to exclude Ford completely out. I just don't think they're going to be running for the victory. So why don't we include a driver who's been getting really consistent, still running really well, and is a good viable option for your third or fourth pick. And that's the number 6 of Brad Keselowski. Brad Keselowski has been super consistent here this year, especially at tracks that he really enjoys. And here at Darlington Raceway is another one of those racetracks where he enjoys. As based on his performance, he's been able to finish inside the top 10 in 2022 in the fall, as well as 2021. Good running positions there, as he was able to finish 7th in the both of them. And then he's also kind of consistent at getting at least one top 10 each season at Darlington, including one victory that he was able to get about 5 years ago. And looking at his practice speeds right now, he's right around the 10th position as far as his starting lineup goes. And his 10 consecutive laps, it was a little bit slower compared to other drivers. However, with that being said, he is a driver that has been struggling just a tiny bit in practice. He hasn't had the fastest cars in the world, but when it's during race time, he is consistently running inside the top 10. So I feel very confident with Brad Keselowski having himself a really good run here in this race, and RFK Racing has shown no signs of slowing down. They've been very consistent, and I think it will be another good weekend for that number 6 machine. Another guy who's in the pretty good category, we got to include Chase Elliott in the number 9 machine. Chase Elliott was the fastest one in practice, and he also had the second fastest consecutive lap average. His qualifying was a little bit off compared to what he was able to run in practice. I do believe, where did he qualify? He qualified 21st. And that's a little bit of a concern. I think everyone is going to get concerned by that by just a little bit. But let's look on how he's been able to do since his return. He hasn't been a driver that's been running for the victory. Let's accept that. You can definitely tell he is having some performance issues there, and he's trying to get back into the rhythm. I don't think this is going to be a long-term effect on the number 9 machine. I think here, going into the summer stretch, he'll start showing some better results, but here in Darlington, he should have a solid top 10 day. He's got a fast car. Hendrick Motorsports brought some pretty fast equipment, so expect that number 9 car to be running around the top 10. I just don't think he's going to be running for the victory, and this is probably going to be one of those races where you're going to see him on the better half of the remaining races left. I know we still have a lot of picks for him because he missed so many races, so it wouldn't be a bad idea to throw Chase Elliott in the same mix as Brad Keselowski. Showing a little bit of consistency, just don't expect the same level as some of the top picks that we mentioned earlier here in this episode. Let's also include Joey Logano. I know Joey Logano has been one of those drivers that's driving me crazy, and based on what we have seen here in the past when it comes to Darlington, he is so damn good. Average running position of 10th or better in the last six races, including a victory in spring where he bumped William Byron out of the... Okay, I'm not going to bring it up. Sorry. I got to keep telling myself, stop it. Now, in those races where he ran his best at Darlington, he qualified on the pole. So he was good from beginning to end. Right now, I'm looking at his speeds. I'm seeing them around the 15th mark. So there's a little bit of concern. So I don't see Joey Logano running for the victory, but they have been smart with their strategy, so they might be able to score some stage points. It's so hard to leave Joey Logano off of a racetrack where he's been super consistent. However, don't expect the same results that we have seen the last couple years, because they've definitely been struggling this year. But don't also be surprised if he's able to do a strategy and get some stage points like he was able to do at Kansas. See him as a number 4 or number 5 pick for your fantasy roster. Just a couple more positions left. Who are we going to include here? I think we got to include someone who's definitely making some steps in the right direction. At the beginning of the year, he said he needed to be replaced. Now he's showing that he has been more consistent, definitely getting his feet underneath him. That is the number 23 of Bubba Wallace. 2311 has some really fast cars here this weekend. We saw it with Tyler Reddick with his performance in practice and qualifying. We've also seen the same thing with Bubba Wallace, as he will be starting in the second position in this race, and also the third fast as far as consecutive laps go in practice. So that is definitely something to consider. His results were a bit struggling in 2021 and before, but in 2022, things are going in the right direction. His average running position has been around in the 10th position. And someone like Bubba Wallace, I know people probably only use him max probably 6 or 7 races. This would be a good option to sit some of your drivers out, give them some rest, because who knows how chaotic it's going to be. It's more than likely going to be an extremely chaotic race here at Darlington, and you're going to want to trust someone who may not fall apart. Now, Bubba Wallace has been notorious for having some bad finishes because of his emotions getting the best of him, so you're going to have to put a lot of trust in him. I put him in the same spot right around Chase Elliott. I think around a 4th or 5th pick on your fantasy roster will be a good option. Don't expect greatness, but at the same time, I don't expect him to just fall apart from the first couple of laps. I mean, you're starting in the second position. You already got some good track position there. You should be able to score stage points at the end of stage one. If he's even able to finish 11th or 12th, if he's able to finish 4th in stage one, that's still a lot of points right there in the middle of your group. One more driver here in the pretty good category. There's some good options here, but I can't keep him off. I really can't keep him off. The number 5 of Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson's right there with William Byron as far as consistency goes. It's been really, really good. The only reason why he's not a top pick and only in the pretty good category is just the simple fact that he has not shown the same speed as he has with the number 24 and number 9 machine. Seems to be just a tad bit off there, but it's one of the best seasons this team has had since right around 2021. The difference is they've been finishing mostly in the second position or 5th, right around in there, instead of winning the race. Even though all those races they should have won. That's just been the year for Kyle Larson. But still, he's showing that consistency. I'm still going to pick a driver who's running really good in both the stages, finishing inside the top 3 in races. That's still a great driver to rely on. So Kyle Larson here at Darlington has had some great results. Last year wasn't really the best, but he ran into some problems. Keep that in mind. 2021, he finished 2nd in both those races. And then when he was running in the number 42 car, he led 44 laps, 284 laps, and 124 laps in 2019 and beforehand. So really, really good runs there. And he's definitely a driver to not shy away from here on your fantasy rosters, because he should do good with his other Hendrick Motorsports teammates. So those are the drivers here in the pretty good category. We first got the number 6 of Brad Keselowski, the number 9 of Chase Elliott, the number 22 of Joey Logano, the number 23 of Bubba Wallace, and the number 5 of Kyle Larson. Now it is time to go to my favorite category, drivers to take a gamble on. These are usually the drivers that we will only use just a couple times this year, but could be great options to substitute some of our top picks. Now, there are definitely some good ones here that I really, really like. And one that is really standing out to me right now, especially what we've been seeing this weekend so far in practice and qualifying, has been the number 47 of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., I think most people are only considering him for super speedways. But I don't know, man. It could be a really good weekend for that 47 team. He was able to finish in the top 10 in 2022 in the spring race here. And I'm looking at his speeds right now. Fifth fastest as far as consecutive laps go. Third fastest in qualifying. Hey, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. might be a viable option here this weekend, and I think someone that a lot of people are sleeping on right now. If you're in those one driver per race fantasy leagues, this is who I'm going for. I'm picking Ricky Stenhouse Jr. All the other drivers could have really, really good runs. I could see it, but this could be a chaotic race, and I feel like someone like Ricky Stenhouse Jr., if he's able to keep his nose clean, he's going to be someone that pays off big time. So the first driver here in the Take a Gamble category has to be the number 47 of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Now let's put probably the safest gamble here. The reason why he's taking a gamble is because he's showing no speed right now as far as anything really goes as far as practice and qualifying. Well, maybe a little bit in practice, but nothing really spectacular. That is the number 4 of Kevin Harvick. Now, why in the world would Kevin Harvick be a gamble pick here this weekend? Well, it's simple. I just haven't seen the speed that compared to years before. He's kind of like a Joey Logano situation here. Now, Joey Logano's having just a bad season as a whole, even though he has that one win. He's been struggling. He really has been. Kevin Harvick here at Darlington last year really, really struggled as far as either the finish went or qualifying went. He got very, very lucky in the spring race. He was able to finish fourth in that race, but his average running position was around 14th. Nothing really stood out to me. And especially right now, in practice and qualifying, things are not really standing out for me as far as a fan goes. So he's definitely a little bit worrisome. But if you feel like you want to look past that and just focus on his past results, you see a 5th place finish, a 6th place finish, 2 victories in 2020, 2 top 5 finishes in 2019, 2018. Just some great results. Wow, there's another caution here in stage number 2. Holy crap. Again, I apologize. This race has been absolutely pandemonium here in the Xfinity Series. Watch the highlights at a pure minimum. You're just going to be entertained. Going back to this, Kevin Harvick has been just one of those drivers who's been very consistent in the past, but just hasn't shown it here recently. So that is why he's a gamble. He's probably the safest gamble out of everybody, but keep him in the garage area. See how he does in stage 1 and 2. Who knows? Maybe he'll pay off, but right now, it is a bit of a risk to throw the number 4 machine on there. A couple more drivers to take a gamble on. I love this pick, and a lot of people have been noticing this, especially with his past few finishes here. The number 34 of Michael McDowell. Michael McDowell was able to finish in the top 10 both races in 2022. Now, granted, this was with his old crew chief, Blake Griffith, who went on over to the number 48 camp. So it definitely has affected them a little bit negatively. But I'm looking at his speeds right now. They're starting to set more in the right direction here at Darlington. And he could be a contender for a top 10 finish and could be a great substitute driver for some drivers you may not be confident in. Maybe you feel like Chase Elliott's still going to be struggling here coming back into the number 9 car. Maybe you don't trust Joey Logano or Kevin Harvick. Maybe you feel like someone like Bubba Wallace could blow up in this race and not get a good finish after all. Well, why not rely on a driver who's shown consistency in the past that, yeah, maybe he's not going to be running for the victory, but he is going to be a good substitute to finish right there in the top 12. It could be a good 5th or even 4th pick. That is Michael McDowell for you here this weekend. And I will be very surprised if Front Row Motorsports misses it here this weekend, because right now things are looking in the right direction and expect Michael McDowell to be flirting with a top 10. Two more drivers to take a gamble on here. I think these next two are going to be pretty good ones to go with. One is definitely a huge gamble. One I feel more comfortable with. Let's do the more comfortable one first. The number 17 of Chris Buescher. If you think RFK is going to be doing good with the number 6 machine, number 17 will be right there in the mix. Because Chris Buescher in 2021 was able to finish in the top 10 in both those races. They struggled in 2022, but that was definitely during a time where they were still trying to figure things out. The fall race was a bit interesting for Chris Buescher. He just didn't really have anything in that race. But we've seen it in the past, this number 17 camp run good here with Chris Buescher. And this weekend could potentially look like the same, as he has been right there in the mix as far as consistency goes for consecutive laps. He was the 7th fastest in consecutive laps for practice. And I know I keep saying that over and over, but this is definitely something to really consider. You can look at one good practice lap. A lot of people have good practice laps. But when you see consecutive lap averages right there near the top, they have a fast car. Now, his qualifying speed was a bit off. He is starting in the 27th position, so he's definitely a gamble. However, if you think that the Fords are going to be doing really good and you're thinking to yourself, ah, vanilla wafers, you're way over your head. It's not going to be a Toyota or Chevrolet day. It's going to be a Ford day. Then, hell, include that number 6, include that number 17. One more gamble to go with here this weekend for Darlington. Wow, we just had an exciting finish at the end of the stage. I got to turn this off, man. I'm having a hard time paying attention. Holy crap, what a good race. one more driver to take a gamble on. Let's give it to the man who won the most recent race here at Darlington in the Cup Series. The number 43 of Erik Jones should be a driver to take a gamble on. Erik Jones has struggled this year, but if there's going to be any racetrack where he can bounce back, it will be right here at Darlington, especially based on his past finishes. Yes, in the spring race, he did finish 25th. That was a bit of a heartbreaker, but his average running position was 10th. It was a really good run, and obviously the win in the fall race, that was a huge upset. A lot of people were super excited about that. Practice speed, he was the second fastest in practice. His top 10 consecutive laps was near the bottom, and I think it was because they didn't run 10 consecutive laps at the beginning. Everyone else ran at minimum 10 consecutive laps at the very beginning. I think Erik Jones was one of them that did not, so that's why he wasn't there near the top. He may have been just focusing mostly on race trim rather than qualifying trim. Still, if there's going to be a racetrack that helps Legacy Motor Club turn things around, I feel like it's going to be here at Darlington Raceway. I mean, this was the most recent race where they were in victory lane, so, you know, they got to feel comfortable about that. Erik Jones has been very consistent here in the past, so I'm thinking I'm going to put positive vibes over by that 43 camp. Still probably one of the more riskier picks to go with, but at the same time, if you think that he's going to be having anything close to resemblance of what he was able to do last year at this racetrack, then yes, he's a great option and a good driver to take a gamble on. So those are the five drivers here in the gamble category. We first have the number 47 of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Then we have the number 4 of Kevin Harvick, the number 34 of Michael McDowell, the number 17 of Chris Buescher, and the number 43 of Erik Jones. And let's wrap up our fantasy segment with our featured matchups here and which drivers will be the best options to go with here this weekend at Darlington. Four matchups. If you get them correctly, you get 10 fantasy points, so these are very important to get correct. Our first matchup here, we have the number 11 of Denny Hamlin going up against the number 5 of Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson has been super consistent as far as performance goes there in that number 5 camp. However, the driver that looks to be a little bit faster here this weekend for me is the number 11 of Denny Hamlin. It's a very, very close one, but I want to lean more towards Denny Hamlin here in this matchup. I feel like it will still be a good run for the both of them. It will be really close, but I give the upper edge to that number 11 machine. Next matchup here is going to be the number 20 of Christopher Bell going up against the number 43 of Erik Jones. Ooh, this is actually kind of an interesting one because, yes, we did not have Christopher Bell on our fantasy picks. However, I still feel like it's going to be a stronger run for him over Erik Jones. Erik Jones is more of a gamble pick, a driver that we don't use that much. Christopher Bell, we're going to be using at least 8 times this regular season. So I'm going to give the edge to Christopher Bell. Yes, he may have not shown too spectacular of practice and qualifying results at this time. I still feel like overall it's a safer pick to rely on that number 20 car. I will understand if you want to go with the number 43 machine, especially if you're taking a gamble on him. But again, that's 2 for Toyotas. I'm going to have a Denny Hamlin over Larson and Bell over Erik Jones. Third matchup here is the number 4 of Kevin Harvick going up against the number 22 of Joey Logano. I think, oh man, this one is actually a tough one. Both drivers not really showing any speed right now going into the main race on Sunday. I think the best option here, based on past results, I'm going to go on past results, is going to be the number 4 of Kevin Harvick. Now, this one is honestly 50-50 for me. If you want to go with Joey Logano, I totally get that. I mean, he had a victory here last year, and he's been one of those ones that's been doing really good as far as strategy goes. But Kevin Harvick overall has been always very consistent here. If it's a track that he's always been consistent at, similar to like Phoenix, then it's going to keep on going for him, whether or not he has a fast car. So I feel like Kevin Harvick is the best option to go with, but honestly, flip a coin on this one because this one is going to be a tough one to go with. And last matchup here, the number 42 of Noah Gregson goes up against the number 99 of Daniel Suarez. I think this one's the easiest option here. Daniel Suarez is the better option, and the reason why is Noah Gregson has been having a hard time finishing races. The rookie has been struggling more than Ty Gibbs. I don't think he's going to be in contention for Rookie of the Year if he keeps running like this, and potentially he could have a good run. He's shown good results here in the past, but that 42 team is really really been struggling. And Daniel Suarez shows some decent speed. I wouldn't say it's the greatest speed, but still definitely better than that number 42 car. So those are our fantasy matchups here. I got Denny Hamlin over Kyle Larson. I got Christopher Bell over Eric Jones. It's a dead heat between Kevin Harvick or Joey Logano. I'm going to lean towards Kevin Harvick. Here in the final spot, it's Daniel Suarez over the number 42 of Noah Gregson. That will conclude our fantasy picks for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to tune in on Fox Sports 1 at 3 p.m. Eastern time for this Sunday race. There is weather in the area, but they also said it was going to be a little bit of worse weather here for the Xfinity Series race. Looks like they will be running to finish with no weather problems. So that's something to be a little bit positive about. So again, Fox Sports 1, 3 p.m. Eastern. We will have the 13th race of the season, the Goodyear 400. If you want to join the Fantasy League, you can always do so on fantasygames.nascar.com. Finishing the top three, you'll get a shout out on TikTok as well as here on our podcast. So maybe throw your hat in. You may not be able to win the league overall, but you'll still have some bragging rights for a couple weeks if you feel super confident in your fantasy picks. I think this weekend will be a good one to hop on because this should be a very exciting race to say the least. If you want to follow me on social media, just look up Vanilla Wafers for TikTok, YouTube, as well as Twitter. If you want to talk to me during race day, Twitter's the best way to reach me. I'm going to be posting a video later today, if not early in the morning tomorrow. It's going to be about recent injuries in NASCAR. Talk about five stories there, go a little bit more in depth into them, so they should be a lot of fun to share with you guys. And then TikTok is usually about five videos a week, all NASCAR trivia, all a bunch of fun stuff that people really enjoy. So make sure to tune in and check those out. Again, just look up Vanilla Wafers. I will pop up every single time, right next to the cookies. But that should conclude today's episode, guys. Let's wrap it up there. I have been your host, Vanilla Wafers, and I've been able to take you to the front of the field. So why don't we grab that checkered flag, do some burnouts, and head on out. So you all take care. This has been the Fantasy Filler Podcast.